again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 3rd of October, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Gore Vidal, born in West Point, New York, in 1925, who as a young man fell in love with American politics and history. He published a novel in 1948, The City and the Pillar, which discussed homosexuality a little too frankly for most readers at the time, made a scandal. But he made a comeback with a series of novels about historical figures, including Lincoln, a novel published in 1984, a novel about the president from the collective point of view of his family and his colleagues. His book, Imperial America, Reflections on the United States of Amnesia, came out 3 years ago. It's the birthday of the veterinarian author James Harriot, born James Alfred White in Sunderland, England, 1916. A veterinarian in rural Yorkshire, loved it, decided to write a book about it. He spent 25 years making plans for this book, but he didn't start writing it until the day his wife told him that he never would, and then he bought some paper and published two books in 2 years, If Only They Could Talk, and It Shouldn't Happen to a Vet, which became bestsellers when they were packaged together as one volume called All Creatures Great and Small. It's the birthday of Emily Post, born in Baltimore, 1873. She was a member of high society when her husband divorced her. He was having an affair, and he'd lost his fortune in the stock market. So Emily Post needed to start writing to support her two children, published some novels, and then wrote an etiquette manual, a different kind of etiquette manual, more about treating people decently than just following the rules. Her book, Etiquette in Society and Business in Politics and at Home, came out in 1922, and she wrote about etiquette for the rest of her life. Emily Post, who said, "Manners are a sensitive awareness of the feelings of others. If you have that awareness, you have good manners, no matter what fork you use." It's the birthday of the memoirist and novelist Bernard Cooper, born in Los Angeles, 1951. Struggled with his sexuality growing up, decided to go into therapy. His doctor injected Cooper with the truth serum, sodium pentothal, to help him talk about his repressed desires and get them out of his system. It did not work, but Cooper said it was a wonderful experience and it helped him to write his first memoir, The Truth Serum, came out in 1996. His most recent book was The Bill from My Father, about a bill he got in the mail from his father, itemizing every expense he'd incurred on his father's bank account since the day he was born, a bill that totaled $2 million. And it's the birthday of John Ross, born near Lookout Mountain, North Carolina, 1790, who was the chief of the Cherokee Nation in 1827. And when the state of Georgia tried to force the Cherokees off their land, John Ross took Georgia to court, to the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled in the Cherokees' favor. But President Andrew Jackson refused to enforce the decision. He said, "Chief Justice John Marshall has made his decision, now let him enforce it." And the Cherokees were forced out onto the Trail of Tears to the new Indian Territory west of the Mississippi. Here's a poem for today by Marie Howe entitled Marriage. My husband likes to watch the cooking shows, the building shows, the Discovery Channel, and the Surgery Channel. Last night, he told us about a man who came into the emergency room with a bayonet stuck entirely through his skull and brain. Did they get it out? We all asked. They did, and the man was okay, because the blade went exactly between the two halves without severing them. And who had shoved this bayonet into the man's head? His wife. A strong woman, someone said, and everyone else agreed. A poem entitled Marriage by Marie Howe, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.